This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Texas looks like it may be the next state to eliminate sales tax on menstrual products. It's the largest state that still has the tax. The movement to make pads and tampons more affordable is part of a larger campaign, Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval reports.
Inside a spacious suburban home, a group of Houston-area high schoolers rifle through large black trash bags and boxes brimming with thousands of donated tampons, pads, and liners.
These are the tampons
over here, right?
And that's the only tampon bag.
Okay. At this period packing party, 17-year-old Nitya Pakala and others are filling cardboard boxes with products to go to nearby elementary, middle, and high schools, where nurses have requested them.
A few of the schools literally need thousands of products, so it really shows how much they need it. And then they've also sent us follow-up emails we need the products ASAP, so that's why we're doing this all this today.
Pakala leads Period Pact Houston, which has joined other efforts across the country to address period poverty, which is when people can't afford menstrual products. Low-income women are especially impacted. One report in the National Library of Medicine found roughly two-thirds couldn't afford period products at least once in a year. George Mason University's Jhumka Gupta did a similar study looking at college kids.
14% of our sample reported experiencing period poverty in the year prior to taking the survey, and about 10% reported experiencing period poverty on a monthly basis.
Black and Latino students Gupta surveyed were more likely to be affected. And a different study of high schoolers showed that kids were skipping school because they couldn't afford pads and tampons. Laura Straussfeld says one simple way to make period products cheaper: stop taxing them.
Women have been paying billions of dollars over many years in tax on these necessities.
Straussfeld is with Period Law, a group of volunteer attorneys working to eliminate the sales tax that 22 states still have on period products. She argues,
one half of the population is paying an extra tax just because they need them biologically for a biological function.
And if you were wondering what things aren't taxed in Texas, think Band-Aids, chapstick.
You can buy Viagra untaxed.
Straussfeld is glad to see conservative states like Texas move to end these taxes that more progressive states already have done away with. I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.